that becomes the second floor of what it means to be proactive. But now, what's habit two at that floor? See, that changes too. You're living out your mission statement. You're deepening it. You're making it as mature as you can. You're getting a broader understanding, and you're also developing some new goals based upon that mission statement that you developed at floor level, if you see what I mean. Then let's just say maybe you go to the next level. Oh, let's say you're dealing with some very powerful forces that are really crimping your style and that are hurting you, really hurting your feelings, and seems to be damaging your self-esteem to some degree. And you start to discover, maybe I'm not as internally motivated and internally secure as I thought I was. What do you do at this level? You may have to do what Viktor Frankl did, this Austrian psychiatrist. Just choose your own attitude toward what is happening to you. That may be a higher value than the second floor. That is what you created, see? In the second floor, you are the creative force. At the third level, you choose your attitude in a set of circumstances you can do nothing about. And you are going to learn from those circumstances. You are going to ask the question, what is life asking of me now? And you listen inwardly to your response to that. And you gradually develop more internal power over your emotional and your attitudinal state. Your moods tend to even out a little more, a little less up and down. You find that your sense of personal power comes from your honor, by the way that you make and keep promises to yourself. And so that honor gives you more power over your moods. And so you can choose your own response. Eventually, it may lead you to the fourth floor, where you can forgive people, where you can forgive your parents, where you're no longer feeding